Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Wireless Wednesday. Mitch Evans Experience with you and Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level. You can find Rick Limpert everywhere. Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, featured writer for everything Georgia. Also has a new golf travel book out, the Fam Trip Field Guide, that you can find on Amazon and the Kindle store or thebookpatch.com. And you can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and everything that we discuss here on The Experience is also on Rick Limpert's website, which is ricklimpert.info. Fresh back from Hawaii. I'm sure you're so happy to be back in Woodstock, Georgia.
Mitch, it's one of those rare Wednesdays where I'm talking to you just a few miles down the road from you, but it feels good.
Hey, so you go from where you were for, the better part of almost 2 weeks in Hawaii, and then you come back, and then there you are on Monday, the Monday after the Masters event, which is put on by Adidas, and it was at the Reynolds Plantation in Greensboro, Georgia. And you're hanging out and rubbing shoulders and playing golf with Jason Day, who just got done doing business, of course, in Augusta. Didn't work out too well for him on Sunday, unfortunately.
No, but he's got a really good game. I didn't realize he's the number five golfer in the world right now. He won at Torrey Pines earlier this year, and he's an Adidas athlete. So he was at the big Adidas announcement event. I was lucky enough to go to on Monday, and he's a real nice guy. And then Hank Haney was there as well, Tiger's former coach, who I think is working with Jason Day a little now. And we were getting pointers and tips from Hank Haney. I don't know how cool that is, but
very cool.
That was pretty amazing.
Very cool. Would you tell me what's the biggest tip you got from Hank Haney? Share.
Well, actually, I got the biggest tip from Jason Day himself, and he was telling me his secret is when he's lining up a putt, he walks the line of the putt, and he lets his feet tell him what the break's going to be. He can tell by the undulations and the breaks on the greens. He tells that by his feet as he's walking the line, and I've never thought about that before.
So he's walking right in the line from his putt to the pin, and he's not right on the line,
but he's walking a little off what his line would be.
Okay.
And he's keeping mental notes of how that's going to break based on what his feet feel on the green.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. All right, you'll have to share if we ever get out on the golf course together. But let's get to what was a big announcement in Atlanta on Monday. AT&T and the city of Atlanta officials announcing that AT&T Gigapower launching in Atlanta and Sandy Springs. What's that all about?
Yeah, this has been in the works for a couple months. They had the big press conference on Monday, and basically it's the ultra-fast internet put on by AT&T is now going to be available for small businesses and residential customers from AT&T Uverse here in the Atlanta area. Select places around Atlanta, Sandy Springs is one of them, and it's basically the fastest internet that's available. It's not free. It's going to cost, you know, over $100 a month or so. I don't have the exact price list yet, but imagine downloading a full movie in 30 seconds. That's basically how fast this internet is.
Wow. And so we have no idea, how long that it's going to become, you know, part of the regular consciousness? It's just launching here?
It's launched in Austin, Texas already, and they're saying they have plans to launch in about 100 more cities as well. So Atlanta, lucky enough, is at the top of the list for getting this Gigapower internet, and I can't wait to see what people think about it.
Okay, well, we'll follow that, and it's something that certainly we can talk about as things go on. Talking with Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Again, he was out at the Monday after the Masters golf event that Adidas puts on at Reynolds Plantation. And look, I was wearing one of the original pair of Adidas back in the early 70s, the Adidas Superstar. So I've always loved Adidas. And I saw something that you put out on your sheet, your information sheet for me, Rick, that I found really interesting. They were giving out these really cool USB drives that look like Adidas sneakers.
Yeah. They were giving these to the members of the media. And this is kind of a trend now. They're giving away these cool-looking USB drives that don't look like USB drives. And this was a shoe where the toe of the shoe comes off and it turns into a USB drive. And the USB drive was basically an exact replica of what the actual shoe is. It's amazing, down to the detail, the striping and the wording on it. So Adidas put some thought into a cool USB drive for the media members there.
So wait a second. That's a real size shoe?
No, it's like a 16th size, but the small USB drive is an exact replica, just a smaller size of the actual shoe. So, I have another picture of the shoe I put up on my website and the USB drive right next to it.
Okay, and you can check that out on Rick's website, again, ricklimper.info. So it's a thumb drive, obviously.
Yeah, it's a thumb drive, down to the detail on the bottom.
That's
of the thumb
amazing.
Drive. There's even little spikes on the bottom of the thumb drive
no
to simulate
kidding.
The real shoe.
Wow.
So.
Hey, so tell us, what was the purpose of this Adidas event at Reynolds Plantation?
Well, Adidas has some new shoes out. They came out with a Boost shoe we talked about at the PGA show, and now they've improved on it already. It's an ASIM Boost shoe. Basically, there's a different shoe for your left and right foot, because when you're hitting a golf ball, you're moving differently on each feet. So they've kind of tailor-made each shoe for the movements that are simulated in a golf swing, and it's supposed to help you. And Jason Day is fully on board with it. He's going to break into these shoes in tournament play, he said, very soon after he's been testing them. And while Adidas isn't making guarantees it's going to improve your score, it can improve your swing and keep your feet more comfortable during a round of golf.
Wow, that's crazy. So the soles of the shoe, which obviously you're touching the turf, what exactly is so special about the technology? When you say ASIM energy, you're actually energetically getting power that's coming up from the soles of your feet through your body?
Exactly, based on what the soles, the design of the spikes, and the soles of the shoes. And you kind of have to look at the actual pair of shoes to get a feel, but the bottoms of the shoes are different. So depending on if you're a right or left-handed golfer, different shoes go on your right and left feet, and it gives you better traction, and it just transfers the power more into your swing. Maybe you can hit the ball further based on your shoes. It's kind of amazing.
And how much are we talking about at retail?
They don't give the price yet. I guess the shoes are coming out like right about now. I'm sure they're around $100 or a little more. 3 years of research went into putting these shoes out, which is unheard of for a golf shoe, 3 years of research. So Adidas is going high-tech with these shoes.
Well, it's time for App of the Week, and Rick Limper with some very interesting stuff from Adidas. I'm thinking about those shoes. That's amazing. What do we got for the App of the Week, Rick?
Well, my wife Lindsay gets the assistant, and she called my attention to some of the new improvements in the Delta app, Delta Airlines Fly Delta app. They've included something where you can now even track your luggage right in the app while you're on the plane or getting off the plane, so you'll know your luggage has arrived. We talked about those little clips you could put on your luggage that would track it, and now the Delta app is making that obsolete. You don't even have to have that. It'll track the luggage for you right in your app, as well as allow you to do a lot more things on the app, see gate change announcements, flight changes. And my wife, Lindsay, came up. She recommended this for App of the Week, and I agree.
Well, I think that's great of Lindsay. But so what? You could be on the plane, and you can actually see where your luggage is in the cargo bay?
Yeah, you can see if it's in the cargo bay. Before we took off for Hawaii, Lindsay checked on the app to make sure her luggage was loaded on the plane, and she checked it right when we were sitting next to each other in the seat. And I didn't even realize they had that improvement in the app to do that. I was impressed. So, Lindsay with the App of the Week this week.
Excellent. And it's free? That's a free app?
And it's free. It's the regular main Delta app, free for all platforms, Apple, Android, and Windows.
Wow. Excellent. Great stuff today, Rick. Awesome, awesome. Again, everything that we talked about here on Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert, you could find on his website, ricklimpert.info. You could follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Hey, boy, I'm going to tell you what. You're hard-pressed to top this next week, my friend.
We're going to talk fishing next week, Mitch, and we're going to top it. Just wait.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm a fisherman, all right.
You're a fisher among men, Mitch.
Hey, Rick, have a great week. We'll speak to you next Wireless Wednesday.
All right, Mitch. We'll see you soon.